We'll do it live! Fuck it! Welcome to Half Written. I am Brian Coughlin, and I'm joined yet again by my horrible and ugly co-host, Mike Coughlin.
Yeah, that's me.
That's him. All right.
You nailed me. Yeah, you got me right then and there.
I mean, it was... This is a show about writing, and I did this amazing job right off the bat by showing my brilliant writing chops by coming up with that exquisite and delectable, that's right, delectable insult, which is to say that it was terrible. Today on the show, we're going to actually talk about Edgar Allan Poe. Last time we talked a little bit about Charles Dickens. I don't know, I was thinking of a few different writers, but for some reason there was just some interesting things about Edgar Allan Poe, and very specifically about his crazy death, I find the most interesting thing is that Edgar Allan Poe himself, one of the things he's kind of known for is that he actually invented the genre of detective stories. His death, indeed he did. He is the first person to write where, like, there's a police detective trying to catch a killer.
What if maybe detectives didn't exist?
I honestly think they just found the person who looked the most like a witch, and they just burned them every time somebody died.
Yeah, like, you don't really hear, but you had, like, the sheriff, I guess, the sheriff of Nottingham with Robin Hood. I assume that's accurate, but they didn't really have, like, a real police force investigate. Like, you're right. If they didn't, like, know who it was right away, they just grabbed the most guilty-looking dude and be like, "Yeah, sorry, Charlie, and you're fucked."
I mean, there's probably, like the Royal Guard had somebody who would look into things and stuff like that. But really, like, think about, like, Shakespeare and Hamlet. Like, Hamlet, like, suspected his uncle and his mom of killing his dad. So he put a play on to see if he could make them feel guilty about it. That was detective work back in Shakespeare's day.
Is that really what the plot is?
Well, that's part of it. There's a play within a play, and he wanted to see if he could see a guilty conscience on his mom because the play he put on was basically mirroring their story.
Oh, well, I guess that's probably, like, the first time anyone ever did that. Now I'm like, I've seen that movie a lot.
It's like, you know, the whatchamacallit, the lady doth protest too much,
yeah,
methinks.
Methinks the lady doth protest too much, yeah.
The methinks is afterwards.
Shut up.
But that quote's actually of the queen, his mother,
yeah,
talking about, like, his version of his mom, basically, of his mom, like, yeah, that she protested too much. And actually, protested didn't mean denied. It actually meant confirmed. She was saying she loved the guy too much. So she said that too much, and that meant she didn't, not she was denying the love, and therefore she did. Aren't I interesting? I know something.
I mean, why would the word protest mean the same fucking thing now? Fucking dicks.
And I was like, I don't know. Some, like, it's like a sign of you believing. So I don't know. Anyways, it's changed in meaning over the years. But back to Edgar Allan Poe. So he was the first person to really write and certainly popularize the idea of a detective story. But his own death, there's, like, even still today, there's, like, tons of rumors about what happened. And granted, that is partly because, like any famous person, they die. People are going to think, you know, this or that, like, who killed Kurt Cobain or did he kill himself? But with him, there's actually quite a few, and they all go back, like, a lot of them actually go back to the very day or the time he did die.
This is the same Edgar Allan Poe that's most known for horror stuff, right?
Yeah.
Okay, because, like, when you said, like, he invented detective work, in my brain I'm sitting there going...
Not detective work, detective stories.
Yeah, detective stories. I'm sitting there thinking, wait, is that what he's most known for? I thought it was, like, the heart shit and all that.
Yeah, the Telltale Heart and the Raven. Like, his stuff was horror, but more often than not, there was, like, a crazy guy who killed somebody. And so, like, to get into that horrific mindset, he came up with, like, detectives to, like, investigate it.
Yeah. Well, you're welcome, dude that wrote Sherlock Holmes. You don't know it right now.
No. Oh, I thought you were saying that Edgar Allan Poe wrote Sherlock Holmes.
No, I was saying that...
Oh, no, sir. Wasn't Sir Arthur Conan Doyle?
Yeah. He stole it from Poe and got more famous with it as well.
Anyways. But yeah, so there's actually, like, a huge number of them, and some of them are – it's not just that they're crazy or whatever it is. It's more that they're – or what I think is the most interesting is that they are – like, they kind of, like, show you some things about the time and some of the stuff that was going on then that's sort of not that distance from certain things we'll recognize here or even in Chicago. But nonetheless, he did have a lot of really crazy things going on. So I thought before we begin, there is a quote I like to from him where he said, "I became insane with long intervals of horrible sanity." So I start there, and I think we could jump into his some of his death and what was going on. And one of the many theories. So one thing to note is that he was supposed to be like auditing some book of poems for a rich lady. He was very broke in his own time, barely ever made any money. But he was found basically in a gutter.
He was auditing, and there was like auditing poems?
Editing.
Oh, he's editing her poems?
Yeah, like a book of her poetry.
How do you edit fucking poetry?
Well, you organize them. You maybe make suggestions. I don't know.
I feel like if you start, like, you know, making suggestions, you're just the poet.
Well, isn't like, an editor of anything then just the writer?
No, because, like, I can see, like, an editor of, like, a big book being like, hey, these 50 pages would go better with these 50 pages. But, like, poems have, like, 5 words in them. What's there to edit?
I think the structure of the book.
Yeah, maybe. I guess.
I don't know. Something. But he was found in a gutter wearing clothes that apparently may not have even really been his because it didn't match his style. And, like, there's all these things where, like, was he drunk? Was he this or that? And so there's this list I found on Smith's
Smoke. That is exactly how I think I'm going to die. In a gutter, drunk, not wearing my own clothes.
I would be happy, and I know that sounds horrible to say I'd be happy, but I would be happy if you were just found with clothes on.
That's, again, that's a 50-50 shot on that one. I mean, you never really know.
It's interesting that that's sort of my high watermark for where you're headed.
Yeah, no, I can't really disagree with it. Like the if I have my original clothes on, that's a big win. If I haven't soiled myself, it's just an out of this world home run.
You know, but having seen the state of a lot of the clothes you sort of gestate in, I feel like maybe not wearing your own clothes. Like if you woke up, like if you died and you were in my clothes, it'd be like, oh, like Mike, he went out in somewhat of style, at least for him.
I feel like you're just stepping over the homosexual rape undertones that me being in someone else's clothes carry with it.
I know.
The homos are known for their rape. Anyways, back to Edgar Allan Poe.
And apparently murder. But, all right, so
AIDS.
The first theories, and actually it was one of the first ones actually to come out, like, I think back in the time, was beating. One of the ways that he was killed or died was that maybe he was beat to death. It comes from like early, what is it? Like the earliest theories were about like alcohol and these things, but there was a, like at the instigation of a woman who considered herself injured by him, he was cruelly beaten blow by blow by a ruffian who knew of no better mode of avenging supposed injuries.
Well, it is well known
that a brain fever followed.
Yeah, I mean, well, you insulted my girl here. I can't think of anything else I could do besides just beat you, so whack. Sorry, this is all I could think of. Couldn't you write a letter? Nope. Whack. Couldn't you, like, just give me a stern lecture? Nope. Whack. That was good times back then. Real good times.
I like to, like, somebody wrote, like, just a couple years after he died, like, well, yeah, on the 5th anniversary or something, somebody wrote this, Eugene Diddy or whatever, but Poe ran into some friends from West Point, and they went out for drinks, and Poe, unable to handle his liquor, became madly drunk after a single glass of champagne, after which he wandered out into the streets and was robbed and beaten by ruffians.
Well, I'm glad to see we have a common theme of ruffians being involved.
I'm just amazed. That must have been a much more common word back in the 1870s.
Yeah, that must have just been like, we say, you know, gang members.
Or thug or something.
I think
yeah.
Part of it, we don't really have that kind of thing today. Like, I feel like ruffians, there's probably just like these kids that just wander around in a mass. Like, they weren't even really a gang. They were just a bunch of kids. Or punks, and they didn't do anything because they were young and had no money, and they just would beat people up for fun. I may be thinking of Greece as well. It's one of those.
I think I heard about that in England.
Yeah, it sounds like...
Anyways, moving on.
He's kind of English.
He's from Boston. He's actually one of the earliest and most successful American writers.
He's from where?
Boston.
Baltimore?
Massachusetts. Boston, Massachusetts.
Poe is buried in Baltimore. He's known as Baltimore.
No, he's known for his first published thing was actually not under his name. It was under the Bostonian or Bostonian.
Fucking Baltimore named their football team the Ravens. He's so associated with that.
And that's like a really strong point. Oh, he was born in Boston. He died in Baltimore.
Okay, so I knew he was connected to Baltimore. All right, go ahead.
You got it. Next rumor. This one I think is the one you're going to like. Maybe you've already heard of this, but do you know what cooping is? COOPING?
I'm excited to find out.
It's a method of voter fraud practiced by gangs in the 19th century where an unsuspecting victim would be kidnapped, disguised, and forced to vote for a specific candidate multiple times under multiple disguised identities. It was very common in Baltimore at the time, and there was polling site where Walker found the disheveled Poe. It was like a known place for this, and this would explain why he wasn't in his own clothes, because they would disguise him to look as different people.
they would kidnap people and then force them to dress up as other people and then vote a lot.
And they would get them really, really drunk.
If you're going to just have people in disguises, why don't you just do it yourself?
I suppose because you're making them break the law and you're not the one breaking the law.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure that kidnapping someone and forcing them to do things where you beat them up or kill them is a crime.
Well, I mean, you know, people were disposable. Let's be honest. They were just figuring out detective stories. You know, these guys weren't going to get caught.
I feel like they're just looking for an excuse to beat people.
I think there was a lot of that, too.
Yeah, right.
It was right after the Civil War.
Was it?
1867, he died.
Oh, you should have told me what year it was. I thought it was like 1700s.
No, it was.
I don't really know if Baltimore's that old. So.
But I don't know. I guess it is. Okay, next theory, kind of related to cooping, just in the sense that it was just purely alcohol.
I'm so disappointed, by the way, that cooping isn't some sort of deviant sex act.
I feel like you would have really enjoyed cooping because we're here in Chicago and there's been a lot of, you know, people driving homeless people around to, like, vote in various places.
Yeah, but they don't just drive the same homeless guy around and put him in a different car.
I don't know why they don't. That's a great idea. What if you had a list of every homeless person in Chicago, and, like, even if, like, one of them died, like, you could just still vote with their name, because, like, who knows that they died? Like, they're homeless. Nobody picked them up.
Just imagine me, like, look at Larry. Yeah, he looks really drunk, but he's voting. Okay. 5 minutes later, hey, who's that? I don't know. Kind of looks like Larry. He's also drunk, and he's going to vote.
They would take you around to different polling places.
Right, but I presume that you would have them vote multiple times at the same polling place. Otherwise, why are you changing clothes?
I mean, that's a really good question.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they would do it at the same place more than one time.
Yeah. Again, it could have been a deviant sex act. I really thought it was going to have something to do with the head of the penis. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so carry on.
So the next one is just plain old alcohol. This one's less interesting, except that I think it all comes from that other idea that, like, Poe, like, had one glass of champagne and couldn't handle it. Because, like, basically, like, all these stories came up around him not being able to handle, like, one glass of wine or one glass of champagne. And, like, his sister had the same problem. Like, they all just, like, all this stuff came up, and, like, it doesn't seem like there was much information about his sister. But, like, he was, like, part of a temperance movement where it's, like, but it sounds like it was more of, like, Alcoholics Anonymous at the time, except it was really not anonymous. You had to be very vocal. But I don't know. Like, people would say I think it sounds like he was more of an actual super alcoholic, you know. He is a writer. And I think they just, like, they kind of caught on to this, that maybe he just got super drunk and they wanted to make it seem like he wasn't a drunk. He was just a lightweight. I don't know.
Yeah, like, when I hear that the first time, I'm sitting there going, one glass of wine, that's just stupid. Nobody in the world, a 10-year-old wouldn't be that inebriated on a glass of wine. Trust me. I know these things. So then I'm like, well, maybe it was, poison or something. That would explain, somebody laced it with poison. I guess that would lead to it. But, yeah, and the most likely thing is that he's an alcoholic. Because like, the idea that a writer can't hold his liquor, come on. Like, there's just no way a dude that especially wrote like he did and went to that madness and all that, with only brief periods of sanity, that dude had to be hammering them home all the time.
I think he's a big drug addict.
Well, that's...
Because apparently... Well, so I just read on a little bit, and I should have done this earlier. Apparently this one has been totally debunked because they did find his body, and one of the popular things when they had the viewing was his fans would come and get lockets of his hair. So they actually have some of his hair, and some scientist was able to do a test on it that showed low levels of lead, which meant that Poe had not had any alcohol.
Oh.
Apparently they can prove that he wasn't drinking and that he had been sober for at least as long as his hair had been growing.
Huh.
But it also doesn't – and this also says, like, well, that theory also doesn't really hold weight because it fails to explain his 5-day disappearance prior to his death and then his secondhand clothes. So I feel like having a glass of wine, yeah, it really doesn't explain 5 days' disappearance.
Hey, you see old Edgar over there? He had one drink. I know he's been gone for a week. No, don't worry, Bob. This happens all the time. We're used to it. He just goes off on these 5-day-long single-drink benders. I don't know what it is. Also, the idea that he died of drugs and not alcohol, like, he's a discerning drug addict who isn't going to also have a beer here and there. Come on.
That's true. So, two boring ones. I'm not even going to read through them. Carbon monoxide poisoning. This is stupid. Apparently it's debunked. And also heavy metal poisoning. Something about mercury. Boring. And it gets to a good one. One of the theories, and this is not like an original one when people were like stupid and didn't understand things. This was proposed in 1996 based on some researcher who thinks Edgar Allan Poe died of rabies.
Oh, well, that's a thing that could happen in that time. Maybe got it from a raven. Or a dog. A pack of ruffians, perhaps.
I wonder, I guess it was pretty common back then. Saying like, yeah, rabies was a very common virus in the 19th century. Imagine that. So like back in the day, like, you hear these stories, like you read like To Kill a Mockingbird and there's the rabid dog scene and Atticus has to shoot the dog.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that was something that – I feel like even our dad like would talk about that. Like it was like – this was a thing that you had to every once in a while worry about back in the day. I wonder if it was like really common that people got rabies back in the day.
I don't know. I mean, obviously animals did, Old Yeller and all that. But, that was also a time when we had a lot more of an agricultural society. So I guess, yeah, the more farming is in the world, the more likely they are to get rabies. And plus – you know, it was the 1800s there. Like, you got every disease. Like, every person in that entire century had a disease. All of them. Like, thinking like every single one of our fucking presidents died of syphilis or something. It's just amazing. Everybody back then was just shitting blood and coughing and hacking and they had boils on their face. So, yeah, I guess he could have rabies.
Imagine how bad life must have been.
Oh, yeah, no, it's shit. That's why we invented new things.
I mean, God. I mean, I have trouble sleeping if I don't lotion my feet. You know, it's like...
They didn't have feet.
They didn't have teeth.
Some of those people back then really were lucky if they had a foot. Like, a lot of them lost a foot. Like, I was reading something, and they're talking about, like, weird laws passed in towns, and one town, like, was going to forbid anybody selling bouquets of flowers on Tuesday at 10 a.m., anybody doing this, anybody doing that, like, very specific, somebody was angry at these specific people. It said, however, the soldier from the Revolutionary War only has one leg and one arm and begs of the corner of 38th and 4th, they're allowed to stay and do their job. I'm like, oh, look at that. That's a weird way to look at the world. It's just everybody, oh, yeah, That's Bob. He's got one leg, one arm. He just stands outside all day. I guess that happens downtown a lot, but I ignore him. I look away. I don't want to see it. It makes me feel bad about myself.
You know, it does. It does. Bad about being better. Anyways, next theory around his death was actually a brain tumor. And this one apparently came out because his body was actually moved after he died. Like, they actually exhumed him, like, 40 years after he died and moved him somewhere else. And when they did, apparently, like, they cracked the coffin or something, and his head was, like, kind of – or he was all, like, decomposed and stuff. But apparently somebody, like, they basically – broke his head open on accident, his skull, and there's something inside of it, like, not like fell out, but was kind of like rolling around inside. And people thought it was like, apparently at the time, like back in like early 1900s, people thought that the lump of whatever they found was his brain. Cause that's, but people didn't know back then that, the brain would be the first thing to actually decompose. So that's like one of the first body parts to have gone. So the, what it could have actually been was a brain tumor, which would calcify after death into a hard mass, and that wouldn't go away like the brain would.
You're getting paid money to move not just a body, but the body of, like, maybe the most famous poet in American history, and you crack the skull open? How fucking incompetent are you people at your job? The first rule of moving a body is don't hurt the body. I can hurt a body and move it. Any moron can do that. You're the people getting paid to move it. Just don't put the pickaxe through Edgar Allan Poe's fucking skull, you twits.
Any idiot can hurt a body and move it.
Yeah. I can destroy things in the process. It's an art form to not destroy.
I feel like I'm talking to Walter. You need a body, dude? I get you a body. Any idiot can move a body, they hurt it.
Want a toe? I get you a toe. Yeah, you don't want to know how I can get you a toe.
That is actually a rather, like, that's kind of a crazy thing, like, to think. Not only did they dig him up and move him, oh, apparently it's 26 years later. Okay, not 40, whatever. But, like, I mean, they didn't just, like, it wasn't just the coffin, but, like, they broke his head open.
Like, yeah, like, you know, like, he had to go through dirt, coffin wood, and still have enough momentum to crack the skull. It's like that,
like,
scene.
I think they dropped the coffin.
It's like the scene in Arrested Development when Buster is doing the digging and he cracks the thing. He goes, "That was like that when I got here."
I guess they think that maybe if it was a brain tumor, it would have caused him to act weird. It might have even been why he had such a weird reaction to alcohol.
I was gonna say, how would you know if he acted weird? His whole life is about being weird. Do you have like a 30-year brain tumor?
A part of the mystery around his death is the 5-day disappearance. So they don't know how he was acting.
Some brain tumors take 5 days.
Well, but like they act like, okay, well, he was acting strangely, but nobody knows how he was acting. I mean, he was gone. That's it's unusual, but maybe he was acting perfectly normal. Maybe he was kidnapped.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, you should know if he died from beating or not. Like, I feel like even a crappy corner,
like,
back then.
I understand, like, okay, he's messed up, but, like, what? Like, you wouldn't notice that his body was all broken?
Yeah, like, I'll give him a pass. They don't notice a brain tumor. Fine. They're idiots. They don't understand germs. But, like, the one thing, like, probably the most common way to die back then was by getting beaten in the public streets by somebody because you said a bad word to their girlfriend or something like that. So I feel like the coroner's... And there must have been one, it sounds like, on some level, because somebody had pronounced the cause of death.
Actually, apparently they buried him within 2 days.
But somebody could have looked at it, and somebody had to say he's dead. I mean, somebody would have had to look at the body. And, again, even an idiot would be able to see if his face is all bruised up and he's, you know, looks like he's bloody. Duh. But, so that notwithstanding, I think the most likely thing is simply, you know, somebody kidnapped him and killed him, something went wrong, and they panicked because there was probably blood on something, and obviously he would have had a giant gaping hole that nobody would ever notice because it's the 1800s and they don't notice these things, and then they just put him in different clothes. Or he was raped by cows. The cows are aliens, by the way.
You know what's funny? back in the day, like, if you wanted to get away with murder, like, you basically just could.
If you wanted to get away with murder, you just had to be very sincere in explaining, he insulted my honor. Oh, well, I mean, he insulted your honor. All right.
I mean, like, if you killed somebody and, like, you, if as long as you got rid of the body, it's like, there'd literally be no evidence. Like, they wouldn't know the murder weapon. I mean, they it'd be this kind of knife, and you might have that kind of knife, but at the same time, it's not like they could test your weapon to see there's blood on it or anything. Like, they couldn't actually prove it.
No, it's crazy. That's why, like, you think, like, Jack the Ripper, it's kind of weird that he became so notorious, because anybody could have done that. There's no great skill in killing a bunch of hookers in that time of the world.
There's no great skill in killing a bunch of hookers. Anybody can hurt a body and move it.
And look, nowadays, I could go out and kill a dozen hookers in the next 2 weeks and not get caught. They're hookers. Nobody notices them. And that's today when we know about murder. This is back then in the 1800s here with Jack the Old Ripper there, boy. You know, no. People would have never, nobody would have even noticed if a whore was gone. Whores got killed all the time. Now, I guess he did write into the paper, but that kind
of. And he also cut them up real disgustingly.
I guess.
Like, he cut out their uterus and stuff, and he was, like, surgical.
Oh, yeah, he did have some issues. Also, the idea that he's surgical, I call bullshit on that, too. These are people that didn't, like, again, they didn't know what germs were. I feel like the surgeons of the day weren't really the greatest, steadiest hand.
No, but, like, you know, you can know how to cut up a cadaver. Like a butcher. Cut out the right parts.
Yeah, how tough is it to be a butcher? You just cut stuff, you know?
But you gotta practice it.
Again, it's about destroying a body. You're not really looking to be precise. I could cut out a uterus.
But not hurt of all the other stuff around it. Like, removing it. I don't know.
I don't really know what's around the uterus, but I'd give it a go. I don't want to make any promises in case there's something like intestines or a liver. And like, oh, sorry, I didn't see that. But assuming it's where I think it is, I don't think there's anything else you have to worry about. Yeah, I could cut that out. Just a pizza slice right there.
I feel like you would just cut the body off, like, above him, like, the just above the waist and above, just below the butt cheeks, like that just whole section of the groin.
Yeah,
in pelvis, and you just give that. It's like, here it is. It's like, this is the whole. No, it's like, that's, yeah, it's in there.
Yeah, I'd cut out the bikini bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd get it. I probably wouldn't hit anything else.
God.
Yeah, I'm going to give a speech at your wedding.
I mean, imagine the sensationalism of the story of the murderer who's cutting women in half.
Yeah, like the idea that's why I bet it's all fake. You probably some dude probably stabbed like two hookers, and in that time stabbing one person's like, oh well, you know, he actually ripped out her vagina with his teeth and something like that. I mean, they just made up stuff all the time. It's very possible that some newspaper just made up the entire thing. News was a lie back then.
You don't make this story. What makes this story so much more interesting? Listening to the jingle jangle of Mickey as he shakes and probably rolls back over and lies down.
Yeah, he's being a dick. Fuck you! Get off the court. Carry on.
Anyways, so those are the kind of the crazier stories around him. But I thought a guy who could have been cooping. Or if he was, well, they also, people think he might have been murdered and all this stuff by his, like, his fiance's brother-in-law.
Weren't most of those just murdered?
I mean, quite a few of them really are.
I mean, isn't it possibly just drinking?
Cooping definitely feels like murder. And beating. I mean, beating and cooping, I think, would both be classified as murder.
I mean, cooping is the stupidest. Can you imagine? I hope if he did die that way, they better never tell anyone. Tell me it was a murder. Because you find out that Edgar Allan Poe, the greatest horror poet of all time, died from voting too much. That's a real disappointment. He just loved his country. He just kept doing his civic duty over and over again until it killed him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways.
You gotta stop doing the dramatic pause thing. You do it 2 minutes too much, dude.
I know.
You're driving me nuts.
Well, I mean, like, I like to think that you're worried that the phone goes out.
I kind of am half the time.
Oh, and also, here's a good one, though. He may have gotten rabies. People think it could have been from a cat because he had a cat named Katarina. Not kidding. Spelled like cat.
How'd he get rabies? He has a cat. It was a cat. Yep, for sure the cat.
But apparently the cat died within 2 days of him.
They don't even know when he died. They just know he was gone for 5 days and then somebody
found him. And then they found him. I think they found him alive, but like barely. Oh. He couldn't speak. He was like in a coma.
So somebody definitely would have been able to tell if he was beaten or not.
True. As you know, I don't know. I feel like stupidity is a talent for misconception, as Mr. Edgar Allan Poe once said. They were probably all really stupid.
That's a very good integration of a quote.
I literally was just reading. I was like, I've got this.
Should have done all the reading beforehand, but sure.
No, I was reading these. Anyways, I think that's pretty much what we got for today. I think we did good. I think we didn't really talk a lot about our own writing, but that's all right because we just want to make sure we're talking about writing. That thus concludes this episode of Have Written. For myself, Brian Coughlin, and for Dick Lick here, we thank you for listening. That was a really bad ending.
Yeah, it was. You got to come up with a sign-off.
Aggressively, we all defend the role we play. Regrettably, times condescend.
Anybody in the world will ever fucking hear this. $5 for somebody. I'll probably do it for everybody that listens, unless it gets out of control, and then I'll just delete this part. But until that time comes, everything you heard is property of the halfguarded.com website. Bye. Oh, and yes, I'm aware that putting in a copyright thing at the end of a podcast where I've probably stolen music from somebody else is weird, but I promise to pay those artists if they ever request it. Halfguarded.com. Go!